Oprah Winfrey, Simon Sinek, Jacinda Ardern, they have something in common. They are considered some of the most respected leaders of our time. They are inspiring, passionate, and empathetic, and they have made such significant impact in their respective fields. How do they convey those qualities? My name is Paola, and in this episode of Talera Talks, we'll explore the role of tone in effective leadership communication and share some tips that will help you develop an effective tone as a leader. Tone is a critical aspect of effective leadership communication. It can convey emotion, intention, and create a positive work environment. Oprah Winfrey is known for her positive and inspiring tone. She's been able to motivate and inspire her team and many other people to achieve great things. Simon Sinek is also known for his positive and engaging tone. And I personally love his TED Talks and other presentations because they're filled with inspiring stories and anecdotes that they truly demonstrate his enthusiasm and his passion for his work and for helping others. And then Jacinda Ardern, she might be my all-time favorite. She's now the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, and she's also known for being empathetic and compassionate, but also knowing when to be firm and decisive. And that makes her such a highly competent and respected leader around the world. So throughout this episode, we'll dive into the specific ways in which you can use tone to inspire and motivate your teams. Whether you're leading a team of 5 or 500, your tone can truly have a significant impact on your team members' motivation and productivity. So let's dive in and explore the power of tone in effective leadership communication and see how we can all become better leaders through the use of tone. Let's start by understanding a little bit better what we mean by tone. So tone refers to the emotional quality or the character of your voice, either in writing or in speaking. And it is the way in which you convey your message, and it includes the pace, the emphasis, the intonation, and it can really impact how people interpret what you say, and it can set the tone for the whole conversation. And really, the importance of tone in leadership communication cannot be overstated. Your tone can have a profound effect on your team's morale and motivation. For example, let's say you use a positive and encouraging tone, and that way you can inspire your team members to work harder and feel more invested in the success of the company. But if you use a negative or critical tone, you can demotivate your team members and create a toxic work environment. It also affects how you are perceived as a leader. From a commanding, assertive tone that can convey strength and authority to a more of a warm and friendly tone that can create a sense of approachability and empathy. And it is tricky to find that balance, but it is key, right? The key specifically is to strike a balance between different types of tones based on the situation. So if you're given feedback, you want to think, do I need now? Do I need to be more critical? Do I want to be more assertive? If you're giving a presentation, on the contrary, you do want to be more enthusiastic so that you get your message across and you engage your audience. So it is really, really important. And to be able to develop an effective tone as a leader, first, it requires self-awareness and practice. So the first step is to be able to manage your emotions. It's one of the most important things you can develop as a leader and an effective communicator is exactly that, manage your emotions. So when you're feeling angry, frustrated, or upset, it's of course easy to let those emotions leak into your tone, but taking a few minutes to reflect on your emotions before you communicate with your team members can help you to manage both your emotions and your team effectively. And then based on that, you should be able to adjust your tone. Sometimes we don't need to show exactly what's happening in our hearts and in our minds, and we just want to adapt it to be able to achieve and achieve our goals, or achieve the goal, the specific purpose of that communication moment, opportunity. So then what are the different aspects specifically about tone that we can control? Well, there's a few. One of them is the pitch, right? The pitch of your voice. It refers to how high or low your voice sounds. You also have your volume, whether it's loud or soft. You can also look at the rate. That means how fast or slow you speak. And you can also look at intonation. And we talk about intonation and refer to the rise and fall of your voice when we speak. So those are the four different factors that we're going to quickly look at that will really help you develop this effective tone to communicate with your team. The first one, as we mentioned, is the pitch. So a higher pitch, if you hear my voice like that, can convey enthusiasm and excitement, while a lower pitch can convey authority or seriousness. It's very important that you pay attention to your pitch when you're giving a presentation, when you're giving feedback, because if you are delivering a serious message and you want to convey authority and seriousness, then you may want to use a lower pitch. But if you're trying to get your team excited about a project or an event, then a higher pitch can help you convey that emotion. The second factor we mentioned was volume, right? The volume of your voice refers to how loud or soft you speak. And speaking too softly can convey sometimes a lack of confidence and authority, while speaking too loudly can come across as aggressive and overwhelming. The right volume depends on the situation and the audience, of course, but in general, in trying to find some sort of middle ground, a louder voice tends to convey confidence and urgency, right? I'm confident and this is important. While a softer voice can also convey intimacy or vulnerability. So if you're speaking to a large group and you're perhaps presenting, giving a presentation, you may want to speak louder to be heard, but also to sound more confident. And if you're in a more intimate setting, a softer voice can help you convey vulnerability and create the sense of intimacy. So we talked about the pitch and the volume. Now, the third factor that I would love to talk about is the rate, how fast or how slow we speak. I tend to be a fast speaker, so it really also comes down to your personality, but it is important to know what you are conveying when you choose a certain rate, right? So a faster rate can convey excitement and urgency, while a slower rate can convey thoughtfulness or deliberation. It means you're thinking about it. And if you're discussing important or complex topics, usually it's best to slow down and make sure that your audience understands. And then you can speed up when discussing lighter or more humorous topics to keep your audience engaged. Pauses are also key when you're trying to influence people and when you're trying to get them on board. You can use pauses to create emphasis and also to give your audience time to reflect on what you just said. So for example, before delivering a key message, right before, or right after a statement that was important, make a pause and let it sink in. So that was the rate. And now one final factor very much related to tone is intonation. This is the last one that I want to talk about today. And it refers to the rise and fall of your voice when you speak. And this one is an interesting one because in English and many other languages, we use tone to express emotion. We're surprised. We're angry. We want to ask something because we are uncertain. While in other languages, it doesn't really express emotion, it is just a matter of meaning. And I remember many years ago when I started learning Mandarin, so Chinese Mandarin, I was very surprised because I would ask a question with a rising intonation. That is how we do it in English and in many languages. And it totally changed the meaning. And that is what happens with tonal languages. They use the tone to express the meaning or to change the meaning of a word. Now, English is not the case. In English, we use it to express emotion and to ask questions. So let's take a look at what it sounds like. So rising intonation is when your sentence ends in a high pitch. For example, are you coming to the meeting? That is going up. While I'll be attending the meeting, that is going down. See? So in English, a rising tone typically conveys uncertainty, curiosity, surprise, or it can be just to ask a question. And you're somewhat implying that you're seeking information or you need clarification from the other person. And then that questioning tone sometimes is that, like you want to get information, but some other times is just a way to engage your audience and encourage them to think about the message with what we call rhetorical questions. That kind of questions that you ask, but you're not really waiting for an answer. And this tone, there's studies that show that a rising tone can come across as not confident or not knowledgeable enough. Now, what can you use to convey certainty and to convey that you really know what you're talking about? That would be a falling tone, right? So a falling tone implies that you're making a statement, you're providing information, and that information is not up for debate. I'll be attending the meeting. This is an important subject. Tomorrow is the last day to hand this in. So yeah, it is important to note that these tones can vary. They can be different based on the culture and even the region sometimes. But it is super interesting to be aware of the differences. And when you are practicing for an important presentation, for example, with your team, where you really want to get them on board, you want to show them that you're in control, then try to not end every sentence with a rising tone, because that will show somewhat a lack of confidence and competence. So now that we covered these, you know, we talked about managing your emotions, controlling your pitch, your volume, your rate, and your intonation. I know that developing an effective tone as a leader takes practice and self-awareness, and especially when you're speaking in a language that is not your mother tongue. So we talked about starting by managing your emotions, trying to think about why you're feeling the way you're feeling and trying to separate that from the message that you convey and the tone, right? And then try to adjust that tone and practice a lot. Try to record yourself, ideally using video, and listen to yourself. I know how uncomfortable this is, but when you listen, when you watch yourself, you can really start seeing, do I sound inspiring and motivating? Do I sound angry? What do I sound like? Most of us don't know what we sound like when we speak, right? So it is a nice exercise. And then truly remember that your tone can impact how people interpret what you say, and they can set the tone for the conversation and even the relationship. But then on the other hand, using it effectively can help you become a much more inspiring and effective leader, like Oprah Winfrey or Simon Sinek. So go forth and use the power of tone to build trust and rapport with your team. Thank you so much for tuning in to Zalora Talks, and I hope to see you at our next live webinar. And that's all we have for you today. We hope you enjoyed it, and remember to subscribe to Zalora Talks. We'll be back soon with more.
And visit our website at zalora.com for more valuable content on business English. You can also request a free consultation on the best ways for you and your team to improve your communication skills. So have a great day and keep learning.